this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. Wish you could banish soft erection for good? Well, you're not alone. What if I tell you that there is a simpler way, more than you think, that doesn't involve injection or prescription? In the next few minutes, I'm going to show you three game-changing exercises that can naturally lead to stronger and more confident erection. And stay all the way to the end. I'm going to give you a bonus as well, too, because I know you will never hear this from anyone else. And after working 7,000 men with ED and really been in the field for more than 15 years, I kind of figure out things that are now kind of working together. And these are all in the areas where are the penis and the scrotum and the testicles and the pelvic muscle. All right, let's start. The number one thing you need to know about is what are the pelvic muscles that are responsible for your erection, your orgasm, and your ejaculation. Because that's probably one of the main muscles you need to know, but you rarely ever exercise it. So I want you to change your mindset and think of these muscles like your biceps and your shoulder. You spend so much time working it out and giving a definition. When's the last time you exercised your pelvic muscle? So these are the exercises that are called Kegel, K-E-G-E-L. Now, these are just not for women. This is critical for men to know how to do because it is responsible for keeping the blood in the penis so you can stay firm and can stay functional. So I have this model here. So I'm lifting up the testicles. The pelvic muscles, these muscles here, this is called the bulbospongiosum, where my fingers are at. And these little tiny muscles that goes up is called the ischiocavernosum, but they're called pelvic muscles. They're small, but they're mighty. And you need to pay attention to them if you want to continue to have good erection. And if you have ED, you need to work out these muscles. These muscles are helping you maintain your erection. Again, these are the pelvic muscle and the exercise is Kegel. Well, Kegel exercises, when they're strong, can help you with premature ejaculation, help you with erectile dysfunction. It will also help you even last longer and improve the intensity of the orgasm and ejaculation. Now, how you do it is very, very critical. Oftentimes, men do it wrong. Oftentimes, they tighten up their buttocks, or they tighten up their thigh muscle, they even tighten up their abdomen. These muscles are all responsible when you go urination, start and stopping your stream. So when you contract it, it's as if you're stopping your stream. Imagine if you go urinate, all of a sudden you stop your stream. Those are the muscles that are contracted. These muscles are low. So when you stop your urine stream, these muscles are active. That's what you want to isolate. You want to isolate those muscles. And how you do is that when you're lying down, just bring your hand down and just touch the pelvic muscles right here. You lift up your scrotum and between your scrotum and your rectum right here. You can just feel it. You put your hand down there, you can actually feel it contracting. So how you stop your urine stream, contract and release. And then those are the only muscles that need to be contracted. And how you do it is that you tighten it and try to hold it for like 3 seconds and then slowly let it go. You only tighten it and hold it for about 3 seconds and slowly let it go. So optimally, you should do it for 60 contractions at a time. And when you do it, try not to hold your breath. Breathe and relax. Relax your other muscles as well. And optimally, you should try to do it between 50 to 60 contractions, but you can break it up in sets of 10 and then 10 repetitions and do 5 or 6 sets. Or you can do it first thing in the morning when you're driving, taking a shower, sitting at your desk, or even lying down. So you don't have to be lying down to do this. But initially, when you first do it, you need to put your hand down there and you can isolate those muscles and feel it. Oftentimes, you can do it wrong. 99% of people do it wrong, even myself. I had to go to therapy to even do Kegel exercises because I would tighten it up too much. I was not relaxing. So oftentimes, relax, put your hand down there, feel the muscles there, relax your buttocks, relax your thigh, relax your abdomen, and just using the muscle as if you're starting and stopping your urine stream. Most men are weak. It's hard for you to hold it for up to 3 to 4 seconds. You can do as much as you can. You work your way up to it. Okay, modern man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself is exhausting. But here's the truth. You are not broken. You are not alone. You don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence. No more try and error. Just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. Number 2 is testicle massage. Again, we're all in the same area as well. Your pelvic muscle, now testicle. So how you do that, you just use these 2 fingers, your thumb and then your index finger and your middle finger, and you just massage along your testicles, along right here. Take 2 hands and just go and massage it and feel every curve, every contour of your testicles. Now let me know down below, when's the last time you massage your testicle? And the last time you touch your testicle, are you familiar with how your testicle feel? So when you do this, what happens is that it's going to bring more blood flow to the testicle. You're going to produce more testosterone. And also, you're going to reabsorb the testosterone that's being made in the testicle back into the testicle, because sometimes testosterone are released and they kind of stay stagnant in scrotal sac. So when you massage, the testosterone gets reabsorbed. And also when you do massage, it will also help with tightening of the scrotum as well too. When you're massaging the testicle, you're increasing blood flow, increasing testosterone, and also tightening of the scrotal sac. Something so easy, just massaging along the scrotum for about 2 to 3 minutes. Or I say, do it for the length of a song. Song that's being played, that's for that length. To just do it on both hands, go around like this, feeling the contour. So number 3 is the penis pump. So this is the penis pump that I recommend here. And what you do is it creates a negative vacuum. So you put the penis through here and do a handle. And you want the suction to be between 5 to 10 millimeter of mercury. And just go slowly. Do for the first minute. Just bring it up slowly until you feel kind of comfortable, and then go up a little bit more. And when you're erect about 90%, you want to leave it inside the cylinder here for about 10 minutes. And then you release the pressure, take 10 minute break, and do 10 minutes again. So 10 minute on, 10 minute off, and 10 minute on. So what's the benefit? Penis pump. Penis pump, it actually will bring oxygen to the corpus cavernosum, the penis muscle, to keep it healthy. It fills it with blood to expand the muscle. And it also break up scar tissue that is prevalent in the muscle. And therefore, because when you have scar tissue, penis muscle can't expand, so it can't get to a full erection. It also helps with Peyronie's disease as well. Peyronie's where curvature of the penis. When you do a penis pump, that will help with decreasing curvature, and that when you're doing the penis pump, you're preventing penile shrinkage or atrophy, and it also improves the elasticity or flexibility of the muscle so it can easily expand, because you want the corpus cavernosum to be allowed to expand so that way it can be engorged with blood. And when it's able to be engorged with blood, it's able to maintain that erection. And also, when you're doing Kegel exercises, these muscles here, the bulbous spongiosum, act like a tourniquet. So it tightens up on the base of the penis to keep the blood in the penis. That's why its location is on the base of the penis here. So three exercises that you can do on your own without any additional cost, other than the cost of getting the penis pump. And you can check out the penis pump at our store at ednomore.com, and check out my other videos where I talk about how to do the penis pump and why you should do the penis pump and why every man should be using the penis pump. And as a bonus session, I promise you there's a bonus session. I said there are three exercises, but there's the fourth one, which I feel that you need to include this in the regimen, is breathing. Breathing is so important. And breathing is how your mind and your body connection in changing your physiology. And when I say breathing, it's simple breathing. It's just slow inhale for 4 seconds. Hold it for 4 seconds. Slow exhale through your mouth as if you're breathing out through a straw. So that's just called the diaphragmatic breathing, where when you inhale, your abdominal cavity goes up, kind of like your stomach distended, for a count of four, and hold it in there for a count of four. And then when you exhale, pretend you exhale through a straw for a count of six. So if your exhale is longer than your inhale, you're activating the parasympathetic nervous system. The parasympathetic nervous system is the nerve that's responsible for erection. And also, when you breathe into the nose, especially here, parasinuses right up here produces a lot of nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is responsible for increasing blood flow. And nitric oxide is critical for an erection as well, too. So you're making your own nitrous oxide, and you're also inflating the lungs. So when you're inflating the lungs, you get a lot of oxygenation, and it's also a feeling of relaxation and peacefulness as well. So when you're decreasing the stress, you're decreasing your heart rate, and you're raising the parasympathetic, then the erection will come. So that's the bonus. It's about breathing. I talked about it. Check out this video where I talk about how you can do breathing, why it's essential to almost everything, honestly, but particularly for getting erection and treatment for ED. So let me know what you think about this, because you can start doing this now and start doing it regularly and do it every day. Be consistent and do it for about 6 weeks and see where you're at. And then when you see improvement, keep doing it, because it doesn't hurt to continue doing it. You cannot harm yourself by doing this. And if time is a factor, then instead of doing it every day, you can do it about 3 times a week. But if this is something as important as your sex life and also your general health, it should be a priority. So in summary, Kegel exercises, testicle massage, penis pump, and then breathing. Do all four. So start with Kegel, testicle massage, penis pump, and then breathing is what I recommend as effective exercises for stronger and long-lasting erection, decreasing PE as well too. So let me know what you think, and let me know if you're trying this out and see how is it working for you. And just know, modern man, you do not have to suffer with ED. You are not alone. You are not broken. No alternative. That's why I actually created the Get Wood Now course for you to start having ED breakthrough, that you can start doing this exercise that I mentioned, take the course, and start implementing, and that we have a community of men supporting one another. And I'm in there working with you to get ED breakthrough and get to sexual confidence. That's our Modern Man Club. So check it out at noedman.com. And that Modern Man, you can do this. I'm your biggest fan. We'll see you in the next episode. Okay, Modern Man. You are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence. No more trial and error. Just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.